lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be dry around here, and we'll get his details on the weather in just 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossford.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Ameren says it's hustling to restore electricity to thousands of Illinois homes and businesses affected by Hurricane Ike's windy remnants that barreled through the Midwest. Ameren spokesman Lee Morris says some 8,500 Illinois customers are still without power, most of them in southern Illinois. That's down from 49,000 outages in the state at the storm's peak yesterday. Morris says it soon should become clearer when all of the affected customers should get their electricity restored. The storm dropped several inches of rain in many areas and packed winds that in some cases were said to gust at 75 miles per hour, knocking down trees and power lines while causing some flooding. Fewer than 1,000 customers of ComEd in northern Illinois are still without power. A busy stretch of Interstate 8094 in northwest Indiana remains closed this morning due to flooding caused by heavy weekend rains. The rain and strong winds prompted the evacuations of thousands of homes and were blamed for 6 deaths across the state. Although the water level and flood-swollen rivers and streams in the Chicago suburbs began falling early today, a number of communities are still reporting flooding and evacuated homes. City spokesman Will Soderberg says the river at Des Plaines peaked at slightly over 10 feet late last night, well above the 7-foot flood stage. Soderberg says the Des Plaines River level had dropped several inches by 6 this morning and was expected to continue falling. Flooding on Chicago's northwest side has left the residents of more than 340 evacuated homes waiting to see when they can return. A spokeswoman for the city's Office of Emergency Management says Chicago's fire department will begin checking the empty homes for damage and to determine when electricity and gas service can be restored. Typically, the General Assembly acts on legislative vetoes late in the year, but this year the process is being pushed earlier, as Amanda Vinicky explains.
The General Assembly convenes in the fall every 2 years in what's known as veto session. That's when lawmakers usually vote to either accept or reject the governor's action on legislation. But the Illinois House has done a lot of its work early. Here's House Speaker Mike Madigan and Democratic State Representative Julie Hamos of Evanston at the end of the chamber's Wednesday session.
Speaker, did we just have our veto session?
Representative, that's a very good question, and I'm glad you raised that. So all of the members should realize that the reason that we would normally come in for a veto session for House bills has been accomplished.
The House got an early start because lawmakers have been called back to the Capitol throughout the summer to deal with budget pressures and use the time to also take up vetoes. The Senate's also expected to act on the vetoes, but not yet. The Senate presidents indicated that chamber won't reconvene until November, when the veto session's scheduled to begin. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
After a developer applied for a demolition permit for an old house in Urbana's Elm Street, a local preservationist applied for historic landmark status to save it. A vote by Urbana's city council tonight could decide whether the house receives landmark status or the wrecking ball. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Urbana City staff members do not think the house, now an apartment house at 508 West Elm, qualifies as an historic landmark. Planning manager Robert Myers says the 1889 structure is shaped in the Queen Anne style with classical revival touches, but it's covered with aluminum siding, and Myers says that's too much of an alteration for an historic landmark.
If you can't see the historic architecture because it's covered, can it really communicate its significance?
But the Urbana Historic Preservation Commission is recommending landmark status for the house. Commission Chair Alice Novak says even with the siding, the home's styling is clear.
That includes the massing of the building, the roof line of the building, the formations of the building, including some gabled pavilions and tower-like features.
Novak's commission and city staff also disagree about the house's historical significance and whether its first occupant, businessman and postmaster Frank Bills, was a prominent member of the community. If the Urbana City Council grants landmark status, the house would join two others in the 500 block of West Elm that are already protected as historic landmarks. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bosser.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959, Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
No, I want to apologize to the listener who thought we were a little harsh last hour talking about those who did not evacuate during Hurricane Ike. But I think the point we were trying to make is that if you don't take the advice and do that in advance, you can get in the way and hamper efforts that could save a lot of other people and get power restored and, you know, other things to many more people in the aftermath of a storm. It's not like we want anybody or think anybody deserves to sit out there and die and shouldn't be rescued. But the point is that when you don't take the advice and you decide to, you know, be macho and ride it out, and then you become a victim of it, the attention that has to get paid to you may take away from many others who need to have power and water and other things restored, and it hampers the efforts to get that taken care of and get everybody as a whole back working, right?
Right. Yeah, we don't want anybody to die.
No.
In fact, that's why there are evacuation notices.